ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நம. ஹரி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குருச்சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நம. பிரம்மசூத்ராஸ் சாப்டர் 2 அவிரோத அத்யாய பாதா 2 ஃபர்ஸ்ட் டாபிக் ரச்சனா அனுபபத்யதி கரணம். ரச்சனா அனுபபத்தேஷ்ச ந அனுமானம் பிரவிருத்தேஷ்ச பயோம்புவச்சேத் தத்ராபி வெதிரேக அனவஸ்திதேஹே ச அனபேக்ஷத்வாத் அந்யத்ர பாவாச்ச ந த்ருணாதிவத் அப்யுபகமேபி அர்த்தாபாவாத் புருஷாஸ்மவத் இதி சேத் ததாபி அங்கித்வ அனுபபத்தேஷ்ச அந்யதா அனுமிதௌ அனுமிதௌ ச சக்தி ஞக்ஷக்தி வியோகாத் விப்ரதிஷேதாச்ச அசமஞ்சசம். மகத்தீர்காதிகரணம். மகத்தீர்கவத்வா ஹ்ரஸ்வ பரிமண்டலாப்யாம் பரமாணு ஜகத் அகாரணத்வ அதிகரணம். உபயதாபி ந கர்ம அதஹ ததபாவஹம் சமவாய அப்யுபகமாச்ச சாம்யாத் அனவஸ்திதேஹே நித்யமேவச்ச பாவாத் ரூபாதிமத்வாச்ச விபர்யயஹ தர்ஷனாத் உபயதாச்ச தோஷாத் அபரிக்ரஹாச்ச அத்யந்தம் அனபேக்ஷா. These are the 17th sutra in the last class. And before I go to the next dikaranam, let us take a stock of how Vyasacharya has been progressing. A layout of the Brahma Sutra we have done so far. So in our introduction to Brahma Sutra, we said we have 12 darshanams, of which 6 are astika darshanas and 6 nastika darshanas. And what is the definition of astika darshana and nastika darshana? We have to carefully note. Like I mentioned this earlier, astika darshanam accepts veda pramanam. Whether they accept God or not, we don't care. Astika darshanam accepts veda pramanam. And nastika darshanam does not accept veda pramanam. Darshana means a view. So the conclusion arrived at through unaided reasoning is defined as philosophy. When we talk about philosophy, any conclusion we arrive at through unaided reasoning, that is defined as philosophy. And by unaided, what do we mean? Scripture should not come under the study. When scriptures come, it becomes aided reasoning. Shruti sammata tarka, it becomes. So philosophy is defined as speculative and it has to be with the help of the human intellect alone. Scripture, revelations, religion, Bible, Quran, Upanishad, all that should not be there. Therefore, according to the definition, the word philosophy is applicable, word philosophy is applicable only to Nastika Darshanam alone. We cannot clearly say Astika Darshanams to be philosophy because all of them take the support of Veda Pramana. That is why we are avoiding the word philosophy. We will use Darshanam itself. And what are the 6 Astika Darshanas we have? We already said Sankhya Yoga together, Sankhya Yoga, 2 of them, Nyaya Vaisheshika and Purva Mimamsa and Uttara Mimamsa. And of this, Sankhya and Yoga pair are treated together as one only. Then Nyaya Vaisheshika pair, then Purva Mimamsa and Uttara Mimamsa. And we are actually seeing all these things as a refresher only. I'm not saying anything new, whatever we have already said. And of these, the Sankhya Yoga, they accept Veda, all right, but they are Tarka Pradana. Therefore, even though they are astikas, they are heavily tarka-based, logic-based. And that is why Shankaracharya calls them తార్కికాహ. సిమిలర్లీ, హూ ఇస్ దిస్ ప్లేస్? ఆనంద, ఐ డోంట్ నో హూమ్ సబ్స్టిట్యూట్స్. దట్ ఇస్ వై శంకరాచార్య కాల్స్ దమ్ తార్కికాహ. సిమిలర్లీ, న్యాయ వైశేషిక ఆల్సో అక్సెప్ట్ వేద. Whomsoever is this, please sign off. Please sign off. You don't have to be in the class. So the Nyaya Vaiseshika is more Tarka Pradana, and therefore they are far from Vedas. So among these two pairs themselves, that is Nyaya Vaiseshika and Sankhya Yoga, Nyaya Vaiseshika is more Tarka Pradana. And Sankhya Yoga had gone less far from Vedas. Nyaya Vaiseshika has gone really far. So all these are called Tarkikahas. And through the first Adhikaranam, then that is Rachana Anupapatti Adhikaranam, 2.2.1 Abhrama Sutra, Sankhya Yoga was negated. And later, in the second and third Adhikaranam, Nyaya Vaiseshika is negated. And Purva Mimamsa's problem is other extreme. He is so much Veda Pradhana that he left out Tarka almost totally. And therefore, many of his conclusions are difficult to swallow. He will say, karma palam produces swarga. And he will say, swarga is nityaha. And who can question Vedavakyam? Because he will quote Vedavakyam also. Swarga lokaha amrutatvam bhajante. Therefore, moksha is nothing but going to swarga by performing karmas, rituals. That is what Purva Mimamsaka will say. Therefore, his faith in Vedas is so much that even if it is against his intellect, he does not want to question anything and suppresses his own intellect. So, other extreme. Therefore, Vedantin has to do what? Don't go to that extreme. Tarka also must be satisfied because Buddhi knows the language of reasoning only. Just as body can digest iron in the form of some material, like for example, we all used to use peanuts with a lot of iron it has, that's a belief. And one cannot eat iron as iron, so you eat it through some other means. So Buddhi can digest only the language of reason. And therefore, in Janmadhyase Yataha, in that Adhikaranam, Shankaracharya points out that Tarka also must be given some good status, its status. Thus, saying Shruti and Yukti must be balanced, he tackles Purva Mimamsaka somewhere else and not in the second pada. And where did we refute Purva Mimamsaka Darshanam? We already did it. Vyasacharya does not dominantly do that. And if you remember, in the fourth Adhikarana, Samanvaya Adhikarana, and the Sutra, if you remember, Tattu Samanvayat, when Shankaracharya comments on the word tu, he did sarva purvapaksha nirashaha. He negated all purvapakshis. He refuted Bhattamadam. He refuted Prabhakaramadam, Vrittikaramadam. All those he refuted. Therefore, Purva Mimamsaka is also refuted in Samanvaya Adhikaranam of chapter 1. But we should remember, when we refute Purva Mimamsaka or Karmakanda of Vedas, we do not refute Karmakanda of Veda itself, but we refute wrong interpretation of Karmakanda. And what do we say? We say Karmakanda is required. And even analysis of rituals are required. Because only then one can know how to perform the ritual. Karmakanda promises a lot of things. Therefore, Purva Mimamsa, you can use nothing is wrong. And analysis of methods of rituals also one can take it. But only part of Purva Mimamsaka you do not take, namely Karmana Mokshaha. Karma will give moksha, do not take it. It will purify the mind, that is fine. Karmana Chitta Shuddhihi is fine. But Karmana Mokshaha one should not take. One can take the entire Purva Mimamsa and follow many of the rituals. But only what one should add, Chittasya Shuddhaye Karma Natu Vastu Palabhyate. वस्तु सिद्धिर विचारेण न किंचित कर्म कोदिभिः because it is said chittasya shuddhaye karma. He has said the importance of Purvamimamsa, but at the same time by saying na vastu palabhyate, he refutes the Purvamimamsa philosophy that karmakanda itself will give liberation that belief he negates. Therefore, with this adhikaranam, what we need to know is what? All the five astika darshanas have been refuted. Sankhya Yoga refuted in the first adhikaranam, and Nyaya Vaisheshika were refuted in the second and the third adhikaranam. Purvamimamsa is refuted not here, but in the first chapter, in the first pada, fourth sutra itself, Tattu Samanvaya. As a what? As a vyakhyanam of two, Shankaracharya refuted Purvamimamsa. We will spend a lot of time in understanding the word two there. So all the five astika darshanas have been refuted. And the sixth being Uttaramimamsa. Uttaramimamsa is Vedanta darshanam. That is ours. And there is no question of negating it. Yes, that's what we are in. So Uttara means Anta. Anta means Kasya Uttaram Vedasya Uttara Bhagaha Vedantaha Vedanta Bhagaha. So that darshanam is not and should not be refuted. And now we are ready to refute the Nastika darshanas. So from the next adhikarana, that is the fourth and the fifth adhikarana, is going to be the Bauddha darshana refutation. Bauddha darshana is going to be refuted. And the sixth adhikaranam will be Jaina darshana refutation. So he does not refute Charvaka matam, Charvaka darshanam, because according to Shankara, it is too silly for negation, refutation. Those portions are going to come in the following adhikaranas, which we will see. Now the fourth adhikaranam, samudaya adhikarana. Samudayam ubayahetu kepi tadapraptihi. Tadim apraptihi. Samudayam ubayahetu kepi tadim apraptihi. This is the 18th sutra of the second pada of second chapter, 189th running Brahma Sutra. So after refuting the atomic theory of Vaisheshikas, Paramanu, atomic theory means by Paramanu, atomic. Buddhist theories are now refuted. With the 17th sutra that we saw in the last class, we have completed the first three adhikaranams of the second chapter of second pada. The first adhikaranam was devoted to negation of Sankhya Yoga Darshanam, as I mentioned. And the later two were devoted to negate Nyaya Vaisheshika Darshanas. And Purvamimamsa was negated in the first chapter, Sutra 4. So in short, all the five Astika Darshanas have been critically analyzed and we had negated the various defects observed in those philosophies, in those Darshanas. And we upheld that Vedanta alone stuck to the Vedas, both in letter and spirit. Now let us enter the Nastika Darshanas, which as I mentioned, are six in number. And of those, four schools of Buddhism negate the Vedas. Fifth one is Jaina Darshanam and the sixth one is Charvaka Darshanam. And of these six Darshanas, Vyasacharya does not discuss Charvaka Darshanam at all. It says body is sentient because of a peculiar combination of elements. And they do not accept Karana Shariram, Atma, Sukhma Shariram, all those. They consider that the birth of the body is the birth of the individual. And the death of the body is the death of the individual. Their philosophy is presented as what? Enjoy as long as you are around. And do not bother about Purva Janma, Punya, Papa and all that thing. And the effect of Punya, Papa on the future Janmas. Don't be worried about any of them. Have money to enjoy the pressure and pain. Yavat jivet, sukham jivet. Rinam krutva grutham pibet. Basmi bhutasya dehasya punaragamanam kutaha. As long as you live, enjoy. Even borrowing money, drinki. That is the question, the body coming back, of the body coming back when it is reduced to ashes. They do not believe in next janma once the body is reduced to ashes. They do not believe in artha and kama, and they do not believe in dharma and swarga or moksha. Such philosophy we do not even want to discuss. In Brahma Sutra, Vyasacharya has not discussed the subject at all. And of the five darshanas, Bauddha darshanam has been discussed in detail. Now let us enter the Bauddha darshanam in the Sadhikarana. First, I will give you the general introduction to this Sadhikaranam. This is fairly a big Adhikaranam with 10 sutras. And if you remember, in Mandukya Upanishad, we discussed four of the main mathams, namely Vaibhashika, Sautrantika, Yogachara, and Madhyamika Buddhism. All these four different denominations. And Shankaracharya reduces the four mathams into three for the sake of our study here. We are going to see it. Here, Vaibhashika and Sautrantika, those two systems are taken. And this group is called Jnana Artha Ubhaya Astitvavadis. Jnana Artha Ubhaya Astitvavadis, which is a system which accepts the existence of both cognition and the corresponding object of cognition. This Bauddha darshanam is number one, in which two are included, which are two, Vaibhashika and Sautrantika. Jnanam here means knowledge or ideas. All vritti jnanam comes under this category. Any vritti, any jnana comes under this category. And artha means object of cognition. Every cognition must have a corresponding object. Cognition is inside and object of cognition is outside. It is antaram and bahyam. For example, when we say gata jnanam, gataha is artaha, and the thought of the pot is called jnana, which is the idea inside. Now the question is, do we accept the existence of both of them or not? It is a very, very big discussion in all systems of philosophy. Ultimately, the discussion boils down to what? Consciousness and matter only. It is a system which accepts both cognition and the corresponding objects. And naturally, an aside discussion will come, and that is whether Vaibhashika and Sautrantika schools accept Jnanam and Artha. Artha is object, jnanam is knowledge. And if so, why should we subdivide them into two? We will see a simple explanation for this. Of these two, one of them says the object is there and it is an inferred one. It is inferred, object is inferred. And the other one says it is perceived object. One talks of anumana pramana and the other one talks about pratyaksha pramana. Perception is pratyaksha. Inferred is anumana. Even though the pramana varies, both of them accept the existence of an external object. This is called the realistic school of Buddhism. And they call that the external world is really there, whether it is inferred or perceived. Perception of the world, jnanam, also is there. Therefore, it is jnana, artha, ubhaya, astitva, vadaha. Jnanam and artha, ubhaya means both. Both are astitva, means they exist. That kind of darshana is that. This is called Bauddha darshanam number one. The one discussed in Brahma Sutra. And it accepts jnanam alone and does not accept the corresponding objects. There is no external object at all. They believe in cognition only, but do not accept the cognized object. It is called Jnana Matra Astitvavada. First one is what? Ubhaya Astitvavada. Jnana Artha Ubhaya Astitvavada. Jnana and Artha both. And the second one is Jnana Matra Astitvavada. Only Jnana. And the next one is called Shunyavada or Madhyamika Vada. Here they believe in Jnana Artha Ubhaya Nastitvavada. Both are not there. They don't accept the existence of cognitions as also the cognized objects. And that is why it is called the Shunyavada. So four darshanas have been now reduced to three darshanas. For simplification, we will drop the words Jnanam and Artha and we will simply say it as Ubhaya Astitvavada ஏக அஸ்தித்வாதக உபய நாஸ்தித்வாதக. ஸோ நவ் வி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தட் உபய அஸ்தித்வாதக மீன்ஸ் போத் ஆர் தட் ஜானம் அண்ட் அர்த்தா போத் ஆர் தேர். ஏக அஸ்தித்வாதக மீன்ஸ் ஒன்லி ஜானா இஸ் தேர். உபய நாஸ்தித்வாதக மீன்ஸ் போத் ஆர் நாட் தேர். அண்ட் ஒன் ஆஃப் தம் சேஸ் டூ ஆர் தேர் அண்ட் அனதர் சேஸ் ஒன்லி ஒன் அண்ட் தேர்ட் ஒன் சேஸ் நத்திங் நெய்தர். These are the three divisions of Buddhism in this context. And of these three divisions, Vyasacharya does not deal with the third one at all. What is that? Ubhaya Nastitvavada or Shunyavada, he does not deal with at all. And what is his reason? Actually, Vidyaranya, he gives a beautiful reason in his Panchadashi. Shunyavadi says, there is neither the cognizing subject not the cognized object. That is Shunyavadi's argument. Now Panchadashikara says, that is Vidyaranya, he asks the question, Shunyavadi, are you the Purvapakshi? Are you there or not? If you say, I the Purvapakshi am there, then your madam is contradicted because you say everything is only Shunyam. How can you accept that you are there? Being neither the subject nor the object. And to avoid the problem, if you say, I, the Purvapakshi, am not there. That means what? Then Vyasacharya says, why should I answer you? Since Purvapakshi is Shunyaha. Therefore, Purvapakshinaha Shunyavadatvate Purvapakshaha eva nasti. Therefore, Shankaraj says in his Bhashyam, it looks so silly and so is not worth considering. Because you can never negate everything. Because the negator can never be negated. The negator subject can never be negated. In fact, there are some modern scholars today who say that Shunyavada is identical with Advaitam only. And they interpret Shunyam as what? It is absence of everything else. That is Shunyam. According to Shunyam, according to them, Shunyam is the absence of everything else that is talked about. Not absence of everything, but absence of everything else. Swami Dayananda very beautifully says, if Shunyavada is identical with Advaitam, we need not name it as Shunyavada or Buddhism at all, because long before Buddha was gone, it was existing. Therefore, why do you hold on to the name Buddhism or Shunyavada? That was his assertion. So either way, Shunyavada is not discussed. Therefore, we have got two Bauddha Darshanams to be discussed only, which are the Jnana Artha Ubhaya Astitvavadaha, that is both Jnanam and objects, object of cognition and object of cognition, they both exist. And the other one is Jnana Matra Astitvavadaha, only cognition alone exists. That is going to be discussed in these two adhikaranas. Okay. Now, what does the Jnana Artha Ubhaya Astitvavada says about creation? Because I told you, creation is the topic which Vyasacharya is going to focus on. And that is the discussion here. And they say, creation is a combination. The object also is a combination. And the subject also is a combination. Otherwise, it is all called aggregates, combination. Assemblage. Since they explain the creation as an aggregate or a combination, this vada itself is called samudaya vadaha or sanghata vadaha. It is a theory of combination or aggregation, assemblage. And it is different from the asatkarya vada of nyaya vaiseshika and satkarya vada of shankhya yoga. We will explain to refresh all of them. What is the difference between Sankhya theory of creation and Nyaya Vaisheshika theory of creation and Bauddha theory of creation? In Sankhya, the matter modifies into universe. Matter modifies into universe. All words are important. It is evolution or it is called Parinama, Parinama Vadaha. The matter modifies, evolves, changes to become the creation is that theory, Sankhya's theory. So modification, change is there. Whereas in Nyaya Vaisheshika theory, matter does not modify to become the world, but matter produces fresh matter. or world, which was non-existent before. Since it talks of production of a fresh entity, it is called Arambhavadaha. We have said during our Mandukya Karika discussions, many of these subjects we have done at that time. We have Satkaryavada or Parinamavada, both are synonymous. And Asatkaryavada or Arambhavada, they are also synonymous. And in the case of Bauddha theory of creation, he does not talk about the modification or production. No Parinama. And he does not talk about production. So neither modification nor production. But it is only a simple combination without any modification. That is his theory. It is a simple combination without any modification. For example, when the milk becomes yogurt, there is modification. Whereas when you make fruit salad, nothing modifies and you take various fruits and just combine them together. And that is called a combination, sanghataha. Nothing changes. All fruits as they are. Therefore, we have got Parinamavadaha, Arambhavadaha, and Sanghatavadaha. Three different discussions. And these are the three theories of Purvapakshi's creation. And what about ours? We Vedantins do not accept all the three. We do not accept Parinamavada theory because Brahman never undergoes any change, Nirvikara. We do not accept Arambhavada or production theory because matter can never be produced. Katham asataha sajjayeta. There is no question of combination because Brahman is one. Sadeva somya idamagra asit ekameva dvitiyam atmava ekameva agra asit. All those Upanishad vakyams we have seen. Therefore, where there is only one, there is the question of combination. Therefore, all the three are not possible according to Siddhanti. So these are the four theories of creation. Sankhya Yoga have Parinamavadaha. Nyaya Vaisheshika has Arambhavadaha. Buddhists have got Sanghata or Samudayavadaha. And Vedantins, they have got Vivartavadaha. So to remember this, there is a Sankshepa Sharirakakara. That is Sarvajnatma. Sarvajnatma Muni. In one shloka, he says, Arambhavada Khanabhaksha Pakshaham Sanghadavadastu Badhanta Pakshaham Sankhyadi Paksha Parinamavadaham Vedanta Pakshastu Vivartavadaham Arambhavadaham Khanabhaksha Pakshaham. Khanabhaksha means this is Nyaya Vaisheshikas. They are called by that name. Sanghadavadastu Badhanta Pakshaham. Badhanta means Buddhas. They relate to Buddha Mada. Sankhyadi Pakshaha Parinamavadaha. Parinamavadaha relates to Sankhyas. And Vedanta Pakshastu Vivartavadaha. Vedanta Vada is Vivartavada. We already see Vivartupadana Karma and all we have seen already. So what are we going to analyze now? The Sanghatavada or Bauddhas, otherwise known as Samudayavada, that is what we are going to analyze now. This is why this Adhikaranam is called Samudaya Adhikarana. And the Buddhists, they accept the internal world and the external world. That is Bahya Prapancha and Antara Prapancha. Subjects and objects. Antara Prapancha refers to subject and Bahya Prapancha refers to objects. And according to him, the object is a combination. And the subject also is another combination. Now, what is the question? The question is, object is the combination of what? He is absolutely similar to Nyaya Vaisheshika in this respect. And he also says, what are the building blocks of the objective world? In this, he is absolutely similar to Nyaya Vaisheshika. He says, Paramanus or atoms are the building blocks of the objective world. And these Paramanus, they are also of four types. పృథివీ పరమాణు, జల పరమాణు, అగ్ని పరమాణు అండ్ వాయు పరమాణు. సిమిలర్ టు న్యాయ వైశేషిక, ఎక్సెప్ట్ ఆకాశ. ఆకాశ పరమాణు ఈస్ నాట్ దేర్, వి ఆల్రెడీ టోల్డ్ దట్ ఎర్లియర్. సో ది అదర్ ఫోర్ ఓన్లీ ఆర్ దేర్. అండ్ ఈచ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ పరమాణుస్ ఆర్ ఇన్ఫైనైట్ ఇన్ నంబర్. పృథివీ పరమాణు ఇన్ఫైనైట్ నంబర్ ఆఫ్ దమ్, జల పరమాణు, అగ్ని పరమాణు, వాయు, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ ఇన్ఫైనైట్ ఇన్ నంబర్ ఈచ్. అండ్ దీస్ ఫోర్ పరమాణుస్ కంబైన్ అండ్ దే ప్రొడ్యూస్ ది ఎంటైర్ వరల్డ్. అండ్ న్యాయ వైశేషిక సెట్ దట్ దే కంబైన్ టు ప్రొడ్యూస్ ఎ న్యూ వరల్డ్. బట్ బౌధ విల్ నాట్ సే ప్రొడక్షన్, బట్ హీ విల్ సే ది కంబైన్డ్ ఫార్మ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇస్ ద ఆబ్జెక్టివ్ యూనివర్స్. ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్, ఇఫ్ ఐ గివ్ దిస్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ వీ విల్ ఆల్ అండర్స్టాండ్. ఇఫ్ యూ టేక్ తిరుపతి లడ్డు, ఆర్ ద లడ్డూస్ యూ మేక్ ఎట్ హోమ్ ఆల్సో, ద బూందీ లడ్డు, దే మేక్ ద బూందీ, ద బూందీస్ యూ కెన్ థింక్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ పరమాణుస్ అండ్ జస్ట్ కంబైన్ దెమ్ టు మేక్ లడ్డు. సో లడ్డు ఈస్ నాట్ అ న్యూ ప్రొడక్షన్ బట్ బూందీస్ కంబైన్డ్. ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ అ న్యూ ప్రొడక్షన్ ఇట్ విల్ బికమ్ వాట్? ఇట్ విల్ బికమ్ ఆరంభవాద న్యాయ వైశేషిక. అండ్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ అ సింపుల్ అగ్రిగేట్ దెన్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ సంఘాదవాద ఆర్ సముదాయవాద ఆర్ బుద్ధిస్ట్. సో దిస్ ఇస్ ద డిఫరెన్స్. ది కాంబినేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది ఫోర్ బికమ్స్ ద క్రియేషన్ దే సే. బట్ దర్ ఇస్ అ డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ బౌద్ధ అండ్ న్యాయ వైశేషిక. న్యాయ వైశేషిక సేస్ ఆల్ దీస్ ఇన్ఫైనట్ పరమాణుస్ ఆర్ ఇటర్నల్, వెరాస్ ఇన్ బౌద్ధ దర్శనం దర్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ ఇటర్నల్. Eternity is something which can never enter into Buddhist philosophy. And one of the uniqueness of Buddhist philosophy is what? Nothing is eternal and everything is momentary also. They call it kshanikam. Not only vijnanam, prithivi paramanu is kshanikam, jala paramanu is kshanikam. All the paramanus are kshanikam only, momentary. Therefore, their products are also kshanikam. Sarvam kshanikam. They say that is why your darshanam also is kshanikam. We tell them it is only momentary. And these products, the paramaan punjaha, they call it paramaan punjaha, means that is samudaya or sangataha. They say all these things will produce the four elements, and the four elements by simple combination. So bhuta bhautika prapancham paramaanu samudayaha. Otherwise, Bahya Prapancha is Paramanu Samudayaha. And Paramanu is also of four types. Paramanu Chatushtaya Samudayaha. Bahya Prapancha ha, four types. And what about the subject? So these are all about the object. So what about the subject? The individual. Individual also and another Samudaya or Sangata, assemblage. This subject is an assembly of what? What are the building blocks of this subject? There we said four types of paramanus. Paramanu chatushtayam we said. Here we say skandha panchakam. Skandha panchakam. The building blocks are called skandaha. Skandaha means aggregate, assemblage. It's a technical name. It is paribhasha, paribhasha shabda they call it, of Buddhist philosophy. You may not find it in a dictionary perhaps in its meaning. It's a building block. It's a basic unit. So the basic unit is called skandaha. And how many of them are there? Pancha skandaha are there. Five building blocks are there. They are five in number. When these five join together, then you are assembled, the subject. You are assembled. So paramanu chatushtaya samudayaha, skandha pancha samudayaha. All paramanu chatushtaya samudayaha means they create the bahya prapancha. Skandha pancha samudayaha makes the ఆధ్యాత్మికం ప్రపంచ, సబ్జెక్టివ్ ప్రపంచ. సో వాట్ ఆర్ ద ఫైవ్ స్కందాస్ నౌ? దే ఆర్ దే హావ్ గాట్ ఫైవ్ ఫర్ ఈచ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ దమ్ నేమ్స్ అండ్ డెఫినేషన్ దే ఆల్ ఇట్స్ ఆల్ గివెన్ ఎక్స్టెన్సివ్లీ. ద ఫస్ట్ వన్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ రూప స్కందహ. దిస్ మీన్స్ ద సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్, ఇంద్రియ స్కందహ, ఆల్ ది ఇంద్రియాస్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్. సెకండ్ వన్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ విజ్ఞాన స్కందహ, కాగ్నిషన్, నాలెడ్జ్ దాట్ కమ్స్ అండర్ దిస్ కేటగిరీ. It has nothing to do with Nitya Chaitanyam Brahma of Vedanta. Nitya Chaitanyam is only in Vedanta. In Buddhism, permanent consciousness is not there at all. Nothing is permanent. Here, Vijnana means momentary cognition only. Since we started today's class, your intellect has been going through what? cognitions and cognitions and cognitions and cognitions continuously as I speak and as you listen. So even as I use the word cognition, a cognition that happens, that takes place. It is a continuous flow of cognition. This is called Vijnanam for them. And we can see the development also. Sense organs come, which will lead to what? Natural consequences, cognition. And next one is what? Number three, Samya Skandaha. Literally means, Samya means here name. Here it refers to identification or specification, tagging. And what does he convey by that? The moment cognition takes place, the job of the intellect is what? Is identification. This is human being. He is tall. He is short. He is a boy. He is a girl. She is a girl. Thin. So therefore, here the jati, guna are the identification tags. And this identification tag is called what? Samya. So buddhi has got the slots where all cognitions are noted. Just like postman. Looking at the address, the ultimate address, he will deliver to only one person. Likewise, every object is tagged. And that tagging is called Samya. And the next one is called Vedanta Skandaha, Vedana Skandaha. Once you tag an object, you have judged. And once your judgment takes place, you react or you respond to the tagging. You are happy, you are unhappy, or you experience both, you are Mishra. Therefore, incident remaining the same, one calls it as an incident, one calls it happy, another one calls it unhappy, and the third one calls it is experience of both. Therefore comes Vedana, Sukha, Dukkhani, all those anubhavas, feelings. And the fifth one is Samskara Skandaha. Once you have experienced the feeling, what happens then? It gets registered. And you say, it is nice, or it is not nice. And say, either I will eat it again, or I will not touch it anymore. You use the experience for future also. They include even dharma and adharma in samskara skandaha. Therefore, raga, dvesha, dharma, adharma, all these samskaras. So now we have got five skandhas, rupa skandha, vijnana skandha, samya skandha, vedana skandha, and samskara skandha. And someone defines skandha as what? Skandhyate, aruhyate, asmin, iti skandha. They are the building blocks on which the body is kept together because of which. And what is the most important thing in what is in that? All these panja skandhas, all the five of them are also kshanikam only, momentary. Therefore, sarvam kshanikam. Bahya prapanchaha api kshanikaha. Adhyatmika prapanchaha api kshanikaha. I am also momentary. You are also momentary. Then how can we feel that we are all continuing? Continuity is a brahma. According to them, it's a delusion. Like the continuity of a flame. We feel the same flame is continuing. But really speaking, since the oil is exhausted, we can infer that it is not the same flame. If it is the same flame eternally continuing, what is the advantage? The oil will stay as is. The very fact that you add oil indicates that the flame is a flow. But to our eyes, it is not registerable. We cannot know that. Or they give the example of pravaha, of a river, where there is a constant flow of water. This is a more popular example. But it looks as if the water is the same. So even scientifically, our body cells, it is said, every 3 months, the blood is different. So many months, every so many months, the bone is different. In fact, medically speaking, one's body at this moment and the body a few years before, they are totally replaced. And using this scientific theory, one can say, I won't return the loan I borrowed. Swamiji makes a very cryptic, some kind of jocular remark. Because only that fellow borrowed, now I am new. Why should I return? So we only assume certain things. So it is only assumption, not a fact. So this is samudaya vadaha. And this is the general introduction to this Adhikaranam. Now we will see the general analysis of the sutra. And Vyasacharya says that the combination is not possible both in the case of the objective world, Paramanu Chaturshtaka Samudaya also is not possible, and similarly Skanda Panjaka Samudaya also is not possible. And what is the reason? The reason is same. Therefore, for all the three theories of creation, we have only one argument. And what is that argument? An inert thing cannot intelligently, purposefully, skillfully combine in a well-directed manner. This we have seen many times. We are saying the same thing. Unless there is an intelligent governing principle, an inert thing cannot skillfully, intelligently, purposefully combine in a well-directed manner unless there is an intelligent governing principle. And this argument we give to Sankhya Yoga also, Nyaya Vaisheshika also, Achetanatvat Jadavat, we saw that sutra. And this is true in the case of this Skanda Panchakam also. In the case of this Skanda Panchakam, our individual combination, it appears combination is possible because one of the five skandhas happens to be Vijnanam. Therefore, one may ask the question, at least Vijnanam is there. Why cannot combination happen intelligently? Because there is Vijnanam, knowledge. Further, what is our answer? Cognition itself is possible only if they join together. Before combination, cognition is as good as an inert principle. Therefore, Vijnana Skandaha is as good as Achetanam before its combination. And therefore, subjective combination, objective combination, both are not possible. This is a simple argument. Therefore, what have we discussed so far now? Just to take stock of the situation, Sankhya Yoga and Nyaya Vaisheshika theories of creations have already been negated, and now Vyasacharya has taken up the Bauddha Matam. And this poses a fundamental question whether Vyasacharya, this is another aside point, I just only want to touch on that, whether Vyasacharya is after Buddha or Buddha was after Vyasacharya. Vyasacharya seems to belong long before, and how can he be there after Buddha? There is a discrepancy here, and many reasons are also given. They say that there are two Vyasacharyas. One Vyasa existed before Buddha, and the other one existed, but the Badarayana Vyasa is of later century. And according to them, Brahma Sutra was written by the second Vyasacharya. They say that there is only one Vyasa who is the author of Puranas or Brahma Sutras. Some people say. They never bother about the history. One answer they give is that Vyasa is a sage of Jnana Drishti, and he can refute things that may come in the future also because of Jnana Drishti. So he can see all the three kalas. And another argument is that Vyasa is a Chiranjeevi, and therefore he existed before, after Buddha also, and after Buddha also. We need not bother about any of this. I just only wanted to just mention this. That's all. We don't have to dwell into this, because we don't have any clear proof. We saw that the four schools of Buddhism, and they were reduced to three schools, namely Eka Astitva Vadaha, Ubhaya Astitva Vadaha, and Ubhaya Nastitva Vadaha. And Shankaracharya negates only the first two. As far as Shankara and Vyasacharya are concerned, Ubhaya Nastitva Vadaha is unfit to discuss in the Brahma Sutras. In this Adhikaranam, Ubhaya Astitva Vada and Eka Jnana Matra Astitva Vada will be taken up for discussion. Ubhayam means Sarvam, or it's also called Hinayana Buddhism. It is an inferior branch of Buddhism, and another is Mahayana, superior path. And Hinayana is also divided into Sautrantika and Vaibhashika. And we discuss only Vaibhashika Buddhism. Sautrantika Buddhism is Pratyaksham, Pratyaksha Bahya, so Bahyartha Astitvavadi. And Sautrantika is Anumana Bahyartha Astitvavadi. External world is there and independent of cognition, according to them. External world is there independent of cognition. So this vada of Hinayana Buddhism is refuted in the Samudaya Dikarna. And the external world and individual can never be created according to your theory of creation, argues Vasacharya. The external world and the individual can never be created according to your theory of creation. The subject or individual is a combination of Skanda Samudayaha, aggregate, Paramanu Chatushtayaha, that is Prithivi, Water, Agni, Vayu Samudaya. Both cannot be explained. Paramanu caste, external world, and Skanda caste, the subject, they cannot be explained by you because, again, Nyaya Vaisheshika says, the purposeful combination requires intelligence principle. Chetana anadishtitam sat achetanam na pravartate. An inert thing cannot and will not intelligently combine without the backing of an intelligence principle. Therefore, in the sutra, tad apraptihi. Now let us do the word analysis of this sutra. The sutra is samudayam ubayahetuke api tat apraptihi. First, let us see the running meaning. Here, the first word is samudaye. But because of sandhi rule, it is given actually samudaya. So the words are samudaye plus ubayahetuke plus api plus tadu apraptihi. Samudaye means in the case of the twofold aggregates or assemblage or combination. We can use any of these words. Ubayahetuke api, which has twofold cause. Ubaya means two. Tat apraptihi, that combination is inexplicable. Now let us see the significance of the words. That's the just running meaning, but we'll see the significance now. Samudaye means combination. Otherwise, it is called Sanghataha. And in fact, the word Sanghata is more popular in Buddhism. That is why Buddhistic theory of creation is called Sanghatavadaha. But Vyasacharya uses Samudaya. Both means the same. And by the word samudaya, Vyasacharya keeps two types of combination. One is objective combination, which is the combination of prithivi paramanus, jala paramanu, agni paramanu, vayu paramanu, all of them. Combining and forming an external world of cognition. This is samudaya number one. Because ubaya samudaya, we have to talk about two. Otherwise called bahya or bogya samudayaha. And the second samudaya kept in mind is what? Is antara samudaya. The subjective boktru samudaya. Which is the combination of skanda samudaya. So five skandas and all we already said. Skanda panchakam. So the one word samudaya refers to paramanu samudaya also. And another is skanda samudaya also. Bogya samudaya and boktru samudaya. Both. And what are these two samudayas? That is explained in the next word, ubaya hetuke. These two samudayas have got two material causes, hetu. Bogya samudaya is called paramanu material cause, and boktu samudaya is caused by skanda material cause. Therefore, the word ubaya means paramanu hetukam cham skanda hetukam cha. Therefore, ubaya hetuke is equal to paramanu skandam ubayam hetuke. It's a bahuvrihi. Paramanuscha skandascha. Paramanu skandav. Anyway, but both the words are in saptami again, vishay saptami, with respect to both these combinations or in the case of both these combinations. Tat apraptihi. Tat refers to the combining process. The very process of combination itself is untenable. It is incomprehensible. It will not take place at all. And it cannot be established also. Tat apraptihi. It means tasya apraptihi, shashtitpusha. There is a problem of the untenability of combination. What is the untenability? The Chaitanya Rupa Nimitta Karana Abhavat. You have got material cause, all right, but you do not have Nimitta Karanam, the intelligent cause. Because you do not accept God, you do not accept Ishvara. This is the first sutra. And now Shankaracharya adds several additional points also, as usual. We will take only a couple of them, not this whole thing. And one point is, the argument given in the Vaisheshika analysis is, to avoid external agency, Bautha has to say that the combining activity is the intrinsic nature of Paramanu. If you don't need an external agency, one should say that the combining activity is the intrinsic nature of Paramanu. So whenever we say Paramanu, Paramanu includes Skandha also, we should remember. Therefore, it is the intrinsic nature of Paramanu and Skandha to constantly collide and form this creation. And in the case of intrinsic nature, you do not require the intelligence factor. Therefore, there is no need for Bhagavan, Ishvara and all that. So this Purvapaksha was considered in Vaisheshika analysis. And also the same answer was given in the 14th sutra also. Nityamevacha bhavat. That sutra we already dealt with. Nityamevacha bhavat. If combining process or activity is an intrinsic nature, it will be constantly going on. Constantly, it is intrinsic nature. Constantly will be combining. You can never explain Srishti and Pralayam both. In fact, the very word Srishti will become meaningless. Because Srishti will be meaningful when? Only when it is preceded by Pralayam. Because there will be constant combining. There will be constant creation. And therefore, Srishti Pralaya cannot be explained. Therefore, either inactivity should be of intrinsic nature or activity should be the intrinsic nature. Both cannot be intrinsic nature since they are opposites. In inactivity, if inactivity is intrinsic nature, there will be eternal Pralaya. And if activity is intrinsic nature, there will be eternal creation. If there is Srishti for some time and Pralaya for some time, then it means activity comes and goes. And if that is so, the activity is not of intrinsic nature. Whatever comes and goes cannot be intrinsic nature. Then you require some intelligence principle to trigger the activity. Like the bricks being joined and the building is formed. And again, they are dismantled by an intelligent principle and they are destroyed also. And that intelligent principle being absent, you cannot create. This is one point of argument. Nityam yevacha bhavat argument of the 14th sutra. Now then another point that Shankaracharya says is, Vaisheshika has also said, world is born out of Paramanu combination. And Buddhists also say, the world is born out of Paramanu combination. The common problem between these two is what? Both do not have an intelligence principle to explain the intelligent combination. And Shankaracharya says, the Buddhists, they have got an additional problem also, which Vaisheshikas do not have. And what the Vaisheshikas say? They say that Paramanu is eternal. And therefore, Paramanu can slowly, comfortably, conveniently, they combine together and form the universe because they are eternal. They can take their own sweet time, slowly, slowly. Because it is stable also. It is able enough to combine and form the universe. But Buddhist situation is worse. Because Buddha's Paramanu is Kshanikam. That means exactly like your indicator light. You know, many times the indicator light comes and just goes. Even as it occurs, the next moment it is gone. It has got enough time only to appear and disappear. So even before you think, where is the second Paramanu? Seeing the second Paramanu and moving towards the Paramanu, forming the combination are all out of question. Because it is already gone. It was there only for that moment. It does not exist for any activity to take place. Utpannam pradvamsitvatam utpanna matre nashyati. Nashyati. So they all, they get destroyed within the time immediately as they are formed, they are gone. Nashyati. It doesn't have even a second kshana for activity of combination. Therefore, combination activity cannot take place. Because before it takes place, the Paramanu would have disappeared. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, Kshanikatvate karma apekshita dvitiya kshana astitvam nasti. Therefore, the second moment which is required for the karma of combination to take place, that is not the second moment is not there. Therefore, the sutra says, tat apraptihi. Now we have to go to the next sutra, maybe in the next class. This also, itara itara pratyayatvaditi chet, it's a big sutra. So I will take it up maybe in the next class because it may have more details to be given. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakritilinasya parasamaheshwarah purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadhaya purnameva vasishyate om shanti shanti shantihi shri gurubhyo namaha hari om shri krishna arpanamastu.